It's Helping Hand, HPR 1 stations every Friday afternoon, putting the spotlight on an organization or event in the community that offers assistance to the disabled and other folks in need. Aloha, I'm Dave Lawrence, and this week, IHS, the Institute for Human Services. It's a returning guest, Jerry Coffey, clinical director there. Welcome back. It's great to have you on Helping Hand.
Hi, Dave. Thanks. It's good to be here.
How would you describe IHS and what makes it unique or different?
Gosh, IHS is the oldest homelessness provider in the state of Hawaii. We have emergency shelters. We've learned over those last 35 years that different homeless people require and look for different kinds of solutions. We have what we call service centers because we really are more than an emergency shelter. We have so much happening at each of our shelters. Our women's and family shelter is on Ka'a'ahi Street, and most people recognize IHS by the men's shelter, which is on Sumner Street. Adjacent to our women and family shelter, our third service center is the location for our housing and employment programs. Both of our emergency shelters are open all day, so guests at our shelters are able to stay in our shelters all throughout the day. We have a primary care clinic at our men's shelter. Anybody who needs medical attention or care or a consult is welcome to come to the men's shelter for the clinic. But we also have housing specialists, representatives from the VA that come and meet with homeless vets, and additionally housing programs and substance abuse treatment programs also in our men's shelter. And those are open to and available to people who do not reside at our shelter.
So if somebody's just in crisis and on the street and they don't have a roof over their heads, can they just go into that facility and just say, I need help?
Absolutely. We serve 3 meals a day. We serve almost a total of 800 meals a day. Folks who are not living at the shelter obviously are always welcome to come and have a meal, do laundry, take a shower. The operation staff is there 24/7. We do charge a fee to stay at the shelter, but we waive the fee. We'll ask folks to volunteer in exchange. There really should be no barrier to people getting into any of our shelters. We have no wait list at our women's and men's shelter, and we have very little barriers to getting into the shelter. You also have 3 days to get a TB test done. We have our clinic, and we administer those TB tests right there.
Day or night, 24/7, you're in crisis and you're on the street, you can just go to IHS and they will try to help you.
24 hours a day.
New Sand Island Center. Where can the community most assist with this one?
Thanks. We're calling Halemaleola Housing Navigation Service Center. I'll explain that in a little bit, but that was a contract that was awarded to us back in October. We opened the second week of November. That facility is designed to, at full capacity, house between 80 and 90 folks. When it's fully completed, 26 containers that will be divided up into single units, some units for couples, and additionally some ADA. We're calling it a housing navigation center because one of the criteria that the city and county asked us to have as a condition of bringing folks into this facility is that they're very near or at the point of getting into housing. And the goal of our facility and the energies and efforts of our staff there will be to help screen them and point them in the right direction. There is an application that we can make available to anybody that wants to apply someone for the program. We wanted to provide a place for people who had taken the steps and who were ready to become housed, but they just needed someplace to be during that interim period. By the way, we provide bedding. Each unit looks like a small bedroom. There's a bed, there's a nightstand, there's a storage locker. The facility, I should also say, obviously includes bathrooms, showers. There is a large office. There is a shuttle. There are fresh fruit and other breakfast items that are available. And additionally, we bring in dinner each night.
Are there other sorts of entities who are going to participate?
Thank you. Some of those partnerships include volunteer legal services. We'll have housing specialists that will be there also. The Humane Society is another partner, providing free pet screenings for us, including immunizations.
Every time talking to you, it's inspiring. You always feel like you're not doing enough with your life.
If you're having this conversation with me, you're on the right track, buddy.
It's humbling stuff. What can people do to most support?
Underpants. We need underwear for men, women, and children. Shoes, saline solution, feminine hygiene products, bedding, towels. Again, I can't stress enough. Undergarments. School supplies are always welcome. Specific to Halemaleola, we've got a little bit of room out there, and we would love to have help with some raised bed garden scenarios. There are still many little finishing touches that we need to have. For example, we have small photovoltaic units. We'll need help installing those. But really, landscaping, supporting us with putting together some common areas for folks who live there to really congregate and enjoy the space, make barbecue area, any group of volunteers that is handy with lumber and planting and have maybe some strong backs to help us for a weekend or two.
IHSHawaii.org, 808-447-2800, info@IHS-Hawaii.org, @HawaiiPublicRadio.org. All the contact information's there waiting for you. You can find all the other Helping Hand segments.
That number that Dave just gave, the 447-2800, is a great number to call. We also have an outreach team that we can dispatch out.
He's a clinical director at IHS, Jerry Coffey. Thanks for doing what you're doing, man. Appreciate it.
Happy to be here, Dave. Thank you for asking.